ready to go higher in the Lord? Well, hello and welcome to A New Level Awaits You. I am your host, Lois Fulwelling. We all desire spiritual growth, but do not always know where to begin. On A New Level Awaits You, we provide steps to guide you into your divine assignment and reach greater levels of greatness in the Lord. Using biblical strategies and revelation, you will begin to soar above every obstacle so you can reach new levels of anointing, authority, spiritual encounters, and be able to enter into your specific divine assignment. You will learn how to walk in greater freedom. But most importantly, a warrior spirit will arise within as you step up in faith and determination to advance the kingdom of God. Get ready to go from glory to glory, for new levels await you. Check out my website at loisfulwelling.com for books, online courses, and other resources to help you grow and soar in the Lord. And don't forget to subscribe to this show. And the Lord says, I am warring for you. I am warring for you. For what the enemy wanted to undermine, take out, the Lord says, I am not finished with you yet. I'm not finished with any of you yet. It's not going to look the way you thought it was. When he said, I'm not finished with you, it means that there's going to be a shift. There's going to be a change. There's going to be a newness, a restoring, a refreshing that is coming. And it's going to come upon you in a dramatic way in which your whole, walk with the Lord is going to be shifting. No matter what you're going through, the Lord says, I am warring for you. I love you with a deep love, a passionate love. And I am warring at levels that you don't even know about. You don't even recognize. I am warring for you. So Lord, I thank you that when you say you, you mean the body. You mean the body of Christ. I thank you, Jesus, that you're warring for every single one of us that say that we are your followers. We're Christians, Lord God. We're followers after Christ. I thank you, Jesus, that this level of warfare that you are taking on is much higher than we ever thought it was. And that, Lord God, we don't have the capability right now to understand it all. But, Lord God, I thank you. I thank you for the angelic forces that are in this place right now. I thank you for your presence. I thank you, Lord, that you're kind of sending us up into a different place. A different place. So I thank you, Jesus. And we give this to you, Lord. And we say, yes, Lord. We say yes to you. We say yes to your presence. We say yes, Lord God. In your precious name, amen. Wow. Wow. Thank you, Lord.
This was a prophetic word that the Lord gave me this past week. And as I listened to these words about how the Lord is warring for us, it reminded me of a scripture in Judges 3. Because this scripture just popped out at me. It says, these are the nations that the Lord left in the land to test those Israelites who had not experienced the wars of Canaan. He did this to teach warfare to generations of Israelites who had no experience in battle. And then he goes on to tell about the different nations, the Philistines, the Canaanites, the Sinanites, the list goes on. And as I thought about this, I thought about, do we really know how to war? Is God testing us today so that we can rise up and know how to do warfare in this land that we're currently living in. And I wondered about this, but as I moved on down through this scripture, in verse 7, it says, the Israelites did evil in the Lord's sight. They forgot about the Lord their God, and they served the images of Baal. And what I wondered about that is, who are we serving today? Who are we truly? There's such a mix out there that it really, you think about all of the things about who are we really serving? What altars are we bowing down to? And then it talked about how the Lord burned with anger. Later on, though, the people cried out. And I believe we're crying out today. We're crying out to our God to redeem us and war for us. And what he did at this time, he brought forth some judges. And it says in verse 10, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, and he became Israel's judge. He went to war against the king of Aram, and the Lord gave Othniel victory over him. And there was peace in the land for 40 years. When I heard this message from the Lord about he is warring for us, I kept on thinking about the Spirit of the Lord is coming upon us, many of us. The Spirit of the Lord is coming along on us so that we will line up and join forces with the Lord Jesus Christ. For the Spirit of the Lord will go and fight for us. But he needs us on the ground. He needs us to stand up and go with him. And if we do, if many of us that are called to believe at a higher level that the Lord is with us, he's warring for us, he's got us, he's going to take us through this, and he will give us and guide us and direct us in all ways so the battle is won. We cannot give up. We cannot wait around. We cannot sit passively and let the enemy take over so that the oppression becomes stronger and stronger. Are you ready today to join the Lord? If you don't know how to fight, then learn how to do that. There are many courses out there today. I have a couple of them on my own website that will help you to learn how to fight strategically for the Lord, how to win this battle, because our kids are losing, our families are losing, our marriages are losing, our churches are losing, our businesses are losing. But God says we are victorious. We're conquerors. We're overcomers. When we join forces with the Lord, and we believe and have great faith that our God is going to go before us and fight for us, then yes, we can do all things, and the victory is ours. Gideon was sitting in the threshing floor, all ready to give up. And the angel of the Lord came and spoke to Gideon, and he called him a warrior. I believe the Lord is coming to us in many ways, whether it's through an angel, whether it's through directly hearing his voice. I believe that God is calling many of us to rise up and war with him. Will you rise up today? Will you take this challenge, or will you give up and lay on the threshing floor, depressed and full of fear, and not able to even provide or take care of your family? God didn't have that in the agenda for you. That's not your future. Our future is in abundant living with the Lord Jesus Christ and the Heavenly Father and with the Holy Spirit. So come forth, stand up, get ready, go to war, and let's fight together. Let's join the forces, knowing that our God is the great general, and he is going to direct our paths in all of this. Okay. So, Lord, I just thank you right now that you're, even the ones that are hearing this, they're rising up even right now. They're rising up right now to take charge of their lives again. They are not quitters, Lord God. They are overcomers. Lord God, they are influencers. They're influencers for you. And many are going to come alongside of them because you're calling the generals forth. You're calling the army forth. And Lord, I declare that we will roar. We will roar in our homes. We will roar in our communities. We will roar in every political and religious venue, Lord God, because of who you are, because you're going before us. Lord, I thank you right now that as we rise up, we're getting up off in that floor. We're getting up and stepping out in faith in you because we believe. We have faith. We are strong. We are mighty because of who you are in us. And I declare, Lord God, that as we go forth, battles are going to be won. Battles are won. Battles for our marriages, battles for our children, battles, Lord God, for our businesses, battles, Lord God, against crime, battles, Lord God, in the school systems, battles, Lord God, that are in the churches, battles, Lord God, in the political system, in our communities, in our states. Lord God, we are victorious because of who you are. And we thank you, Jesus, that you go before us in your mighty, mighty strength. We give you the praise. We give you the glory, Lord God, for it is in your name that we are winners. I am excited about where God takes you in our journey together. I truly believe great exploits await you. Visit my website, loisflewellen.com, for books, blogs, and messages to reach your new level in the Lord. You can also find me on Facebook and Instagram. If you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe, rate, or review the show on iTunes, cpnshows.com, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Your review helps the show reach more people and spread the gospel and grow the kingdom of God.